Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi in Lok Sabha assures no energy security crisis in the country despite West Asia conflict. Says government is ensuring smooth supplies of petrol, diesel, oil, gas and fertilizers. Prime Minister stresses India in favor of a peaceful resolution to the situation, urges all sides to reduce tensions. US President Donald Trump announces extension of deadline for Iran to reopen Strait of Hormuz. Pauses strikes on Iranian power plants for 5 days. Tehran says US buying time for military planning. Centre launches 7th tranche of auction for critical and strategic mineral blocks. President Draupadi Murmu calls for collective action to eliminate tuberculosis in the country on eve of World TB Day. And filing of nomination papers ends for Assam, Kerala and Puducherry assembly polls. Scrutiny tomorrow. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the Lok Sabha today on the current situation in West Asia, outlining key aspects of the ongoing US-Israel conflict with Iran and explaining India's position on the issue. Speaking in the House, the Prime Minister said there is no energy security crisis in India despite the ongoing conflict. He said the government is ensuring smooth supplies of petrol, diesel, oil, gas and fertilizers.
भारत में बड़ी मात्रा में कच्चा तेल, गैस और फर्टिलाइजर जैसी अनेक जरूरी चीजें हॉर्मुज स्ट्रेट के रास्ते से आती हैं। युद्ध के बाद से ही हॉर्मुज स्ट्रेट में जहाजों का आना जाना बहुत चुनौतीपूर्ण हो गया है। बावजूद इसके हमारी सरकार का ये प्रयास रहा है कि पेट्रोल, डीजल और गैस की सप्लाई बहुत ज्यादा प्रभावित न हो और भारत पर इसका कम से कम दुष्प्रभाव हो, इसके लिए निरंतर प्रयास किए जा रहे हैं। सरकार इसके शॉर्ट टर्म, मीडियम टर्म और लॉन्ग टर्म ऐसे हर असर के लिए एक रणनीति के साथ काम कर रही है।
The Prime Minister said the government is in constant contact with suppliers from different countries and effort is to ensure that oil and gas supplies continue from sources wherever possible.
आज भारत के पास 53 लाख मीट्रिक टन से अधिक का स्ट्रेटेजिक पेट्रोलियम रिजर्व है और 65 लाख मीट्रिक टन से अधिक के रिजर्व की व्यवस्था पर देश काम कर रहा है। हमारी तेल कंपनियों के पास जो रिजर्व रहता है वो अलग है। बीते 11 वर्षों में हमारी रिफाइनिंग कैपेसिटी में भी उल्लेखनीय वृद्धि हुई है। सरकार अलग अलग देशों के सप्लायर्स के साथ भी लगातार संपर्क में है। प्रयास ये है कि जहां से संभव हो वहां से तेल और गैस की सप्लाई होती रहे।
The Prime Minister said that in this grave situation, the safety of Indians in the country and abroad has remained the government's top priority.
संकट की स्थिति में देश विदेश में भारतीयों की सुरक्षा हमारी बहुत बड़ी प्राथमिकता रही है। युद्ध शुरू होने के बाद से लेकर अब तक 3,75,000 से अधिक भारतीय सुरक्षित भारत लौट चुके हैं। ईरान से ही अभी तक लगभग 1,000 भारतीय सुरक्षित वापस लौटे हैं। इनमें 700 से अधिक मेडिकल की पढ़ाई करने वाले युवा हैं।
Mr. Modi reiterated that India has consistently expressed deep concern over the conflict and has urged all sides to reduce tensions. He added that India is in favor of a peaceful resolution to the crisis.
इस समय पश्चिमी एशिया के हालत चिंताजनक है। बीते 2-3 हफ्तों में जयशंकर जी ने और हरदीप पुरी जी ने इस विषय पर सदन को जरूरी जानकारी दी है। अब इस संकट को 3 सप्ताह से ज्यादा हो रहा है। इसका पूरे विश्व की अर्थव्यवस्था पर, लोगों के जीवन पर बहुत ही विपरीत असर हो रहा है। इसलिए पूरी दुनिया इस संकट के जल्द से जल्द समाधान के लिए सभी पक्षों से आग्रह भी कर रही है। भारत के सामने भी इस युद्ध ने अप्रत्याशित चुनौतियां खड़ी कर दी हैं। ये चुनौतियां आर्थिक भी हैं, नेशनल सिक्योरिटी से जुड़ी भी हैं और मानवीय भी हैं।
The Prime Minister said all agencies of the country, be it coastal security, border security, cyber security, and strategic installations have been put on high alert. Later, addressing a summit organized by a private media in New Delhi, the Prime Minister said that amid West Asia conflict in India has demonstrated its capacity for relationship building, decision making and crisis management.
भारत हर आपदा का सामना करता हुए आगे बढ़ रहा है. इस समय युद्ध की परिस्थितियों में भी भारत की नीति और रणनीति देखकर भारत का सामर्थ्य देखकर दुनिया के अनेकों देश हैरान है. 28 फरवरी से दुनिया में जो उथल-पुथल मची है, इन कठोर विपरीत परिस्थितियों में भी भारत प्रगति के, विकास के, विश्वास के संकल्प के साथ आगे बढ़ रहा है.
The government today reassured that all refineries are operating at the highest capacity and natural gas for domestic and transport purposes supply is 100% maintained. Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, stated this while addressing an interministerial briefing in Delhi on recent developments in West Asia today.
Our refineries are operating at maximum capacity with sufficient crude inventories. The situation at retail outlets is normal. Regarding natural gas, 100% supply is being maintained for domestic consumers and for CNG transport. Industrial and commercial consumers connected to the grid are being supplied with 80% of their average consumption.
Average consumption ka diya ja raha hai.
According to sources, two Indian flag LPG carriers, Jag Vasant and Pine Gas, carrying more than 92,612 MT of LPG, have transited through the Strait of Hormuz this evening. The vessels have 33 and 27 Indian seafarers on board respectively. These vessels are destined for India and are likely to reach the ports between 26th and 28th of this month. Meanwhile, US President Donald Trump has announced an extension to his deadline for Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz, saying the US will hold off strikes on power plant for 5 days. Mr. Trump made this announcement in a social media post just hours ahead of the earlier stated 48-hour deadline. He noted that recent discussions between US and Iranian officials have been very good and productive, expressing optimism that they could lead to a complete and total resolution of the conflict. Meanwhile, Iranian state media reported that Tehran has firmly rejected the prospect of talks with Washington, emphasizing that no direct dialogue is currently taking place between the two sides. In a statement, Iran's foreign ministry dismissed recent remarks by US President Trump, suggesting they are intended to buy time for a potential military planning and ease pressure on the global energy markets. Despite these diplomatic signals, the situation on the ground remains volatile. More from our West Asia correspondent.
The latest developments open a narrow window for de-escalation, but the risk of a wider conflict remains high. The United States' decision to delay strikes signals a tactical pause rather than a breakthrough, as division between Washington and Tehran continue. Israeli forces are expanding operations in Lebanon, while threats to Gulf infrastructure are increasing the risk of regional spillover. Gulf states are now prioritizing long-term security guarantees, particularly to counter missile and drone attacks on critical energy systems. As global markets react sharply, the coming days will determine whether diplomacy stabilizes the situation or tensions escalate further across West Asia. Vinod Kumar, Akashwani News, Dubai.
External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal, while talking about US President Donald Trump's latest social media post, said that the ministry is closely following these developments. Mr. Jaiswal was addressing an interministerial briefing in Delhi on the recent developments in West Asia. Benchmark domestic equity indices plunged around 2.5% today amid a broad-based sell-off as West Asia situation remains volatile. We have a report.
The Sensex nosedived 1,837 points to close at 72,696, while the Nifty tumbled 602 points to settle at 22,513. As the West Asia conflict escalated, the stock market declined to levels similar to what they were in April 2025. In the commodities market, Brent crude continued to trade around $100 per barrel when reports last came in. Sarabjit Kaur, Akashwani News.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AI News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. Lok Sabha today took up the Finance Bill 2026 for consideration and passing. The discussion remained inconclusive. Lok Sabha was adjourned till 11 a.m. tomorrow. Rajya Sabha discussed the Appropriation No. 2 Bill 2026 today. The discussion in the upper house will continue tomorrow. After completing today's business, the Rajya Sabha was adjourned till 11 a.m. tomorrow. Filing of nomination papers has ended for Assam, Kerala and Puducherry Assembly elections. Scrutiny of nomination papers will be taken up tomorrow. The last date for withdrawal of candidature is Thursday. Single-phase polling in the two states and the Union Territory will be held on the 9th of next month. Over 650 candidates have filed their nominations for assembly elections in Kerala. More from our Thiruvananthapuram correspondent.
According to preliminary figures, a total of 676 candidates have filed their nomination for assembly elections in Kerala. Election Commission sources have stated that the final figures will be available once the online data uploading process is completed. As per initial trends, Mannarkad constituency with 12 nominations have reported the highest number of candidates. The scrutiny of papers will be taken up tomorrow. The final list of contesting candidates will be known after the last date for withdrawal on Thursday. Smithy M. Palluruthi, Akashvani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
The government today launched the seventh tranche of auction of critical and strategic mineral blocks, offering 19 blocks across several states to promote mining for sectors such as clean energy, advanced technologies, fertilizers and defense. Speaking on the occasion, Union Coal and Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy expressed confidence that the auction of critical minerals will together contribute to faster development of mining-affected areas and promote inclusive growth. The minister also addressed the National District Mineral Foundation Summit in New Delhi.
Critical mineral bina vikas nahi ho sakta hai.
Development is not possible without critical minerals. Without critical minerals, there cannot be environment and technology cannot be brought. So far, about 90% of the critical minerals we have used have been import dependent. Considering the current geopolitical situation, we need to become self-reliant in critical minerals and move forward toward a developed India.
Atmanirbhar banna hai aur vikasit Bharat ki or aage badhna hai.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said that India aims to increase its nuclear energy generation capacity to 100 gigawatts by 2047, considering Russia as a trusted and reliable partner for peaceful use of nuclear energy. The minister was virtually addressing a conference titled India and Russia Towards a New Bilateral Agenda. World Tuberculosis Day will be observed tomorrow. The day aims to raise awareness about the global challenge posed by tuberculosis or TB. In her message on the occasion, President Draupadi Murmu noted that TB Mukt Bharat Abhiyan has made remarkable progress in expanding early diagnosis, ensuring free treatment, strengthening nutritional support, and improving patient care. Further, the President urged all stakeholders to work together with collective resolve to end TB once and for all. In our bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, today, we will bring a discussion on significance of water conservation in ensuring sustainable future supplies. During the program, listeners can ask questions on the subject on telephone numbers 011-231-0481, another number 011-2371-7117, and this show will be heard from 9:30 p.m. onwards. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Modi in Lok Sabha assures no energy security crisis in the country despite West Asia conflict, says government is ensuring smooth supplies of petrol, diesel, oil, gas and fertilizers. Prime Minister stresses India in favour of a peaceful resolution to the situation, urges all sides to reduce tensions. US President Trump announces extension of deadline for Iran to reopen Strait of Hormuz, pauses strikes on Iranian power plants for 5 days. Tehran says US buying time for military planning. Centre launches seventh tranche of auction for critical and strategic mineral blocks. President Murmu calls for collective action to eliminate TB in the country on eve of World TB Day. And filing of nomination papers ends for Assam, Keralam and Puducherry Assembly poll scrutiny tomorrow. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.